Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is producing and engineering the show on the other side of the glass, and together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's our midweek edition in the middle of July, July 13th, 2016. Yes, it's hot. Yes, there's no rain, and it's been the driest July on record so far here in Tucson. Very unusual, but maybe this weekend we'll start to get some summer thunderstorm activity again. The Buckmaster Show live line number 790-2040 for your calls, questions, and comments. We're going to talk about air travel in the first segment, first and second segment of the show. We also invite you to become a friend of the show at Buckmaster Show, and that's our Twitter account. Then, of course, we're on Facebook under my name, Bill Buckmaster, and we do have a very busy hour as usual, loaded with content. We will begin with our quarterly air service report from Tucson International Airport. Then Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall will be on deck at 12:30 talking about her run for re-election. And then our friend the mayor of Oro Valley, Dr. Satish Hiremath, joins us for segment number four. But right now, we welcome Dick Grunzel back to the program. Dick is Vice President of Administration and Finance. He is the Chief Financial Officer for the Tucson Airport Authority, which is the umbrella organization for Tucson International Airport. And I guess Ryan Field, we don't talk. Hi, Dick. How are you, first of all?
Great, Bill. Yeah. Thanks.
We don't talk about Ryan Field much.
We don't, but yes, that is also within our purview. So whenever we'd like to, we're more than happy to do that.
And there are a lot of private operators.
It's really a thriving general aviation airport, and a lot of small businesses out there, and a nice restaurant out there.
So, I've heard that.
Todd's at Ryan. That's very nice. So I encourage people to go out there and visit.
Well, the big news for our quarterly report is what has happened with this is the culmination, getting nonstop service Tucson to JFK in the New York area. It's the culmination, Dick Grunzel, of a lot of hard work. And historically, I think we've had service Tucson, Newark. I'm not sure if we've ever had nonstop into New York itself.
Yeah, yes, we actually have.
Did we?
For a relatively short period of time, about a year and a half, spanning from late 2006 into early 2008. JetBlue was actually the first one in to JFK.
That's right, but it was, as I recall, a red overnight.
A red eye.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And then
Continental
started flying to Newark
right,
at the same time, also a red eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then unfortunately, the economic crash and oil price spike killed both of those flights.
How would you characterize this effort? It was really a community effort to get this thing off the ground.
It really was. I mean, because, you know, as an airport, we've been working on trying to reestablish the New York flights ever since the last ones ended in 2008. And so just the way the airline industry has evolved and their newfound emphasis on actually making money as opposed to just filling seats. Really the only way for this to happen was the community effort that got underway really about 2 years ago, which culminated last year in a task force, air service task force, organized by the Tucson Metro Chamber. Mike Varney and Bill Ossenmacher, just tremendous work. In them raising funds for a revenue guarantee, especially on a long flight like this, which is very expensive for an airline to operate and has great potential for them to lose money.
Yeah.
The revenue guarantee in this situation really is the thing that put it over the top. It really never would have happened without that community effort.
Some very attractive things associated with this flight. It will be an Airbus, I believe, that will be
Airbus
operating.
Well, actually, they're going to start off with a Boeing 737 800, okay. Or 800 or 900. I can't recall exactly. Right. But at some times during the year, they will be switching it to an A319 Airbus aircraft, which is a little bit smaller. So for the less busy times of the year, they'll be doing the A319, and the busier times of the year, the 737.
And this is a departure in the American we associate with the MD-80 aircraft that's used to up to Chicago and over to Dallas. So
right.
This is it's a newer aircraft, and it's kind of state-of-the-art. And,
absolutely.
I like the hours. Of course, that's always a huge factor. What time is the flight operating? And this is really a convenient time coming and going.
It's perfect time. We couldn't have asked for better timing both ways. So on the way out, it'll be departing approximately 8 a.m. And arriving in New York about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right in time for the connecting banks to Europe.
Right.
So literally 10 to 12 destinations in Europe and also some in the Middle East, like Qatar and, so forth. Perfectly timed for those connections. And then on the way back, again, the connecting banks from Europe will hit it, and the flight will depart New York approximately 5 p.m. And arrive back in Tucson around 8 p.m.
That is perfect timing because the European flights start arriving anywhere from about 11:30 in the morning to about 3:30 in the afternoon. So that's a really convenient connection. After you've gone through customs, you grab your flight, nonstop flight back to Tucson. Plus, right. The European flight is going to be less hours than it would be to Dallas, which is usually anywhere from 9.5 to up to 12 hours, depending on the wind. So you've got it kind of breaks it up sort of halfway for you.
Absolutely. And I, I'm one of those where on a long trip, I don't mind a stop in between.
Yeah, I don't
get
either.
Out and walk around and stretch
exactly.
your legs. And,
exactly. And a halfway point is the ideal way to do it. Okay, let's go to the live line. We have Matthew calling us at 790-2040. Matthew, how are you?
Oh, very good.
Good.
The heat. Dick, obviously, what are we doing to – I know that you're probably working with the city and the county to encourage them to continue their program of always – flying out of TAA, but where are you looking for opportunities for businesses in Tucson? It looks like you're focused on the connections to Europe and so forth, to encourage businesses that might do business in New York to do it, other than tourism, obviously, the tourism dollars and people that have family in New York. How are you guys trying to make sure that we can keep this program going? Thank you, buddy.
Great question. Certainly tourism is a very, very important, part of this flight. But, the effort organized by the Tucson Chamber and the organizations that contributed to the Revenue Guarantee Fund, which, by the way, is, $3 million. So that's a lot of money. My memory serves me correctly, something in the neighborhood of, 1 to 1.2 million of that is actually from tourism stakeholders, meaning even a larger share of that 3 million is from other business stakeholders in Tucson. So, right from the very beginning on this effort, there was an effort to engage, the non-tourism business community to get them engaged. And now that they are engaged and they have money at stake, they have, a lot of incentive for their own businesses, as well as encouraging everyone else they know who owns businesses and does business in the New York area and Europe for that matter to fly out of Tucson. So, and as we go through, there definitely is a marketing effort underway. We have committed funds. Visit Tucson has committed, combined, we probably have somewhere in the neighborhood of $400,000 to $500,000 of marketing funds that are committed, both to be spent here in Tucson to encourage our local people to travel and use this flight, as well as marketing in New York to encourage people on that end to fly on this flight. So That, again, is a full community effort.
And Dan Gibson was with us from Visit Tucson a couple of weeks ago, Dick Grunzel, and he was so excited about this because the tri-state area, you know, you're talking many, many millions of people. And these people travel, certainly in the winter. This is going to be very attractive. And my hope would be that we fill this flight to capacity. I have no doubt we will, but maybe get a second flight.
Second flight would be great. I think from a lot of the people who've been involved in this effort throughout the community, the business folks and tourism, probably before focusing on a second flight to New York would probably be much more interested in a flight to Washington, D.C. area.
Ah, yes. That would be a bigger priority, I guess.
Yeah, so that is definitely on everyone's radar right now. We're actually working with our congressional delegations because if we want DCA, it would actually require legislation to allow us a slot Tucson to fly to DCA.
Well, there's tremendous traffic from Raytheon to the Washington, D.C. area. That would be, I'm sure.
And the University of Arizona.
And you've heard that a lot, I'm sure, from Raytheon people, that they would really like a nonstop into D.C.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a break right here, 790-2040. If you would like to call and enhance our conversation, we're talking air travel with Dick Grunzel. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Thursday as we talk with congressional candidate in CD2, Victoria Steele. Also, Terry Staton, Republican candidate for Pima County Sheriff. Buckmaster Live, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. We've got live streaming, podcasts, and our archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. Lots to talk about, as usual, on our quarterly air service report with Dick Grunzel from Tucson International Airport. Quickly, let's go through some of the news that's been happening. There was a big groundbreaking. The terminal expansion project is underway.
Yes, it is. That got underway back in April, and for people coming to the airport, you'll see some construction walls that have gone up in the last few weeks, and you know, once the drywall plaster dries, you'll see some much more engaging imagery on those walls rather than just patched drywall. But yeah, it's going to be great in terms of improving our concession, food and beverage, and news and gift amenities for our passengers, as well as making the security checkpoints larger and offering the most recent equipment to get people through security faster.
And American and United switch concourses, so folks going to the airport, please be aware that American is not where it used to be.
That's right. American has now moved over to the B concourse. So for people who are coming on the roadway, it is the first stop on the roadway
to catch American. The other way.
Far end. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then by the same token, United, their ticket counter right now is still on the B concourse, but in a couple of months, they'll be moving over to the A concourse because when American moved their ticket counter, all of American's flights now are going out of the B concourse, and all of United's flights are now going out of the A concourse. So that's the reverse of what it used to be. But until United's ticket counter moves to the A concourse, it's kind of confusing. So, you know, make sure you check your boarding pass for your gates and you're going through the right checkpoint, because if you go through the wrong checkpoint, then you're going to have to go through security again.
And some of these services that use app, like Uber, now are going to be are operating, I guess.
Yes, they are. They've been operational now for, I think, about a month, both Uber and Lyft. So that was also something we've been working on for quite some time. It's a negotiation process with those companies, but we're very happy that we're able to get that done. So people who want to be, it used to be anybody could be dropped off at the airport by Uber or Lyft. It was just the pickups, which they weren't allowed to do. But now, going both ways, dropping off and picking up, both of those are now available.
Had a caller who did not want to go on the air, but he had heard about the situation with Worldview. And Worldview, some of the airlines are having questions about balloon operations and how that might impact service here in Tucson.
It gets to be kind of a complicated topic. In terms of our involvement in that, the airport itself has no official say in the matter. All of the operation of that would happen at the Spaceport Tucson, Worldview location is all regulated by the FAA. So for their balloon launches, that is something that the FAA clears them to do that. Having said that, the key really here is transparency and getting all the stakeholders involved so they understand, what these operations are going to be like and how they may impact the airport. They may not impact the airport at all. But it's very important to get our airlines involved in the discussion, in particular the military, the Air Guard, as well as DM, I think, have also already been fairly well involved. The airlines at TIA currently not quite so much, so that's what we're focusing on is working with Worldview and Pima County to get all of the airport stakeholders involved so they can understand how this might impact what they currently do at TIA.
And you have another meeting that will be involving all the stakeholders, right?
Yes, we do. We're working with Worldview in Pima County to organize a meeting to try and get all of our airline stakeholders, as well as some of our general aviation users, business aircraft associations and users are also very interested in this. So we're going to be getting together with all of them in the next 2 or 3 weeks and hopefully get that dialogue going.
How are we doing with the Mexico operations? We've talked a lot about this. Any updates for us?
Well, nothing that we can officially announce. I think as I've been, talking about on previous, mm-hmm. Times I've been here, we continue to get closer. I think it's highly likely that, this fall we will have at least one, and we're really optimistic that we might have two different Mexican airlines or options to fly to Mexico, one being Hermosillo, the other being Guaymas. We're, very optimistic that both of those things are going to happen.
And that would be with a Mexican-based carrier?
Well, one of them is looking definitely like it will be a Mexican-based carrier. The other one actually looks to be a U.S.-based carrier, but it's not, one of the major airlines. It's a regional carrier that does kind of specialty-type routes, but that one is looking like a U.S. carrier.
How are we doing with, of course, it's the summer season, and a lot of the airlines, some of them cut back, but they up the ante. With the season, do we have some seasonal flights to talk about?
Well, during the summer, starting in November, I should say.
Okay.
And we've got Southwest is going to be adding a seasonal flight once a week on Saturdays to Oakland. That's really exciting because, we have actually had daily service to Oakland on Southwest back in the 2006-2007 time frame. That was kind of another casualty of the economy back in those days. So it's exciting to see them taking an interest in this, so we can look forward to that. They'll also be bringing back the flights to Houston Hobby in that same time frame. So, while we're, happy to have these, we'd certainly prefer to see them on a daily basis. But if these flights do well, certainly that could happen in the future.
And for people who still insist that they want to go up to Phoenix because they want to get a nonstop flight somewhere, this changeover with U.S. Air being absorbed by American has really changed things completely as far as I'm concerned. In effect, Phoenix Sky Harbor is an American hub.
It is definitely an American hub. Number one, of course, from our point of view, it's in almost all cases, it makes more sense to fly out of Tucson financially when you talk about, driving and parking and everything else. In most cases, you're also, not going to get a better fare if you drive to Phoenix and fly somewhere in American. If you get on the plane here, we have up to 10 flights a day on American flying between Tucson and Phoenix. So to get on a flight here in Tucson and connect to, frankly, just about anywhere on American and Phoenix, that as well is a much better option than driving to Phoenix. You just don't have to. It's much less stress. With those frequencies, you're never on the ground very long in Phoenix. It's usually very quick connections.
We have a new control tower. It's really going to be kind of iconic on the landscape out by the airport. That will be opening very soon.
In about another month, mid-August is the latest we've heard in terms of when they will actually officially begin using that control tower. They've been going through a process right now where they've been, running parallel to make sure that, what they're seeing in the new tower is comparable to what they're seeing in the existing tower. They originally thought that process was going to take much longer, but it clearly has gone very well. So they're actually going to be occupying this in about a month, which is really quite a bit quicker than what they originally thought.
Security was an issue as far as long lines. Has that pretty much ironed out across the country?
It has gotten much, much better. for us here in Tucson, it's not even as much of an issue because we're now kind of into the slow summer season. But throughout the country, the TSA has been making a lot of efforts and adding personnel and shifting personnel around. So it really has improved quite a bit.
How about your website where people can get very good information?
FlyTucson.com. You can find just about everything there. And also in the next few months, look for a brand new website. We actually just signed a contract. We're going to be, reskinning that whole thing and making it much more user-friendly and the menus easier to navigate, all of that kind of good stuff.
All right. Fly TUS. Dick Grunzel, thank you very much for being with us, and all the best to you.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. We've got Barbara LaWall, Pima County attorney, who'll be coming up after the break. She'll be talking about her bid for re-election right after this. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Ama Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Valley. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends at Green Things on 13 acres at 3384 East River Road. They have a new addition to their really nice lineup of activities. They're doing now the Farmer's Market and our Artisan's Market at 8 a.m. each Thursday. So that's great. And then they do the free workshops, the gardening workshops, 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Check it out. Green Things, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. I go to Green Things for all of my gardening needs. GreenThingsAZ.com. Let's welcome now Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall, the first woman elected Pima County Attorney back in 1996. Ms. LaWall is standing for re-election for another four-year term. Barbara LaWall, how are you?
I'm just great, Bill. Thank you very much for having me back.
Well, thanks for being on the program. Your opponent, Joel Feinman, who was on our program yesterday, Mr. Feinman resigned from the Public Defender's Office, Pima County Public Defender's Office, last year so he could devote his energies full-time to challenging you in the upcoming Democratic primary. He says that there are just too many people being incarcerated, men, women, and juveniles in Pima County under your watch. What do you say to Mr. Feinman?
Well, first of all, I want to let people know that I've been doing a full-time 40-hour-plus week job in addition to running a very active, strong campaign. So I've been really, really busy. And with regards to what he says about incarceration rates, you know, he includes in that the federal jails, federal prisons, the state prisons, the local jails. So our incarceration rate, when you consider all of the pretrial incarceration plus post-trial conviction incarceration, those are the numbers that he's using. But here's what I say, is that there's a report on the internet that people can easily access called Prisoners in Arizona. And what that is a report that states that 95% of the individuals that are incarcerated in Arizona state prisons are violent, dangerous, or seriously repetitive. And 65% of that group are violent and repetitive. So when you take a look at the fact that crime is down in Arizona, and actually all across the nation, it's at a 50-year low. And when you know that there are 20% of the offenders commit 80% of all the crime, when you incarcerate those violent, dangerous, high-rate recidivist career criminals, you are going to drive the crime rate down. One of the things my opponent talks about is that he mistakenly states that we are putting too many low-level drug offenders in prison. Well, that's not true. Less than 6% of all of the prisoners in Arizona are there on drug offenses, and if they're there on a possession offense, they're there because they have pled down from manufacturing, transportation, possession for sale, and or sale of drugs. So, you know, one of the things I think people don't understand in Arizona also is that Arizona law mandates and requires any individual who is arrested and convicted of a drug possession case to be placed for the first two convictions on probation and in treatment. And that's why I started drug court back in 1996, to be able to provide that treatment service for those individuals that the law mandates cannot be sent to jail or prison.
What would you like people, what would the takeaway message be? What do you want the voters to know about your record?
I have an absolutely outstanding record. I have dedicated my entire legal career to protecting the public safety of this community, to protecting the people who obey the law, to reducing the level of crime and violence in our community, working really hard to prevent our young people from becoming that next generation of criminal offenders my office has to prosecute. I want people to know that I am an elected official that actually has a real vision for where we need to go. And I have consistently, over the 20 years that I've been in the office, put my vision into action. I have created numerous programs and services to benefit the community, to be able to deal with, to fight and prevent crime in an innovative, unique way. And, you know, I have 17 community justice boards across this country, county, that deal with juvenile offenders in a restorative justice fashion. I have prosecutors in 55 schools and 9 school districts in my SMART program. I have a very active truancy intervention program. I developed the Southern Arizona Children's Advocacy Center that deals with abused and sexually molested children, and I've put dogs in the courthouse to deal with traumatized child victims and domestic violence victims and sexual assault victims. I have distributed 72,000 free gun locks with the Lock Up Your Gun program in conjunction with 160 pediatric offices and clinics. I developed and created the Tucson Safe Baby, the Amber Alert, the Drug Treatment Alternative to Prison program. And I have really, in addition to running a really effective, cost-efficient office that maximizes the taxpayer dollars, I've been very creative and innovative in such unique ways that other prosecutors from other parts of the country consistently come to Tucson and bring their chief deputies and their staff to find out what we're doing and how we're doing it so they can go back and replicate the kinds of programs that we have here that are truly different and unique.
Mr. Fineman is very critical of you for not sitting down with him and debating the issues. What do you say to him? What would you like the voters to know about that?
Well, last Saturday we spent 3 hours in a candidate forum, and Mr. Fineman and I were a significant part of that forum where we debated the issues. So I think a debate is to inform and learn about a particular candidate. And for the past 20 years, I've been engaged in this community at all levels. I've spoken to service clubs and civic organizations, nonprofits, neighborhood associations. I've literally done thousands and thousands of trainings, presentations, speeches about my programs, my policies, my services. I believe that this community knows who I am and what I've done, and I decided that a one-on-one debate was unnecessary to inform the community about who I am and my candidacy.
A caller who, we're not going to have time to get him on the air, but he's concerned about your not being endorsed by the Arizona police officers.
Well, there are several police agencies that have police associations that have interviewed me, and they have not made their endorsements. But let me tell you who I am endorsed by. I'm endorsed by more than 20 elected officials at the federal, the state, the local level: Gabby Giffords, Raul Grijalva, Ann Kirkpatrick, the mayor, Ron Barber, former elected officials: Dan Ekstrom, the former sheriff, Clarence Dutnick, Janet Napolitano, who was the U.S. attorney, the Arizona attorney general, the governor of Arizona, and the Homeland Security secretary, the former surgeon general of the United States, Rich Carmona, hundreds of community members. I think I have just incredible endorsements. The Pima Area Labor Federation has endorsed me. I've been endorsed by Arizona List, the Women's Political Caucus, the Planned Parenthood Advocates of Arizona. So my endorsements are wide and they are deep, and I'm very, very proud to be supported by so many people.
All right, we're going to let you go, Barbara LaWall. And do you want to direct folks to your website? Would that be the appropriate place to find out more?
That would be a great place to find out more, and it's barbaralawall.com.
All right. Thank you very much, and hope
Thank
you, have a great day. Thank you.
Okay.
Barbara LaWall, Pima County attorney, with us on the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Satish Hiermath, the mayor of Oral Valley, is waiting in the wings. A lot to talk about with him as well on a very full day, as usual, on Buckmaster. Be right back. This show
year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Traveling is more than just a flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved, almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi. Alan Schultz from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you're sure to find a business you can trust. Whether you need a quote from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, midweek edition, middle of July. Beautiful place over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. The summer rains have greened up the Gila National Wilderness, so that means it'd be a great place to do some hiking, and it's cooler over there. That's a huge selling point, because when you talk about 5,000 to 7,000 feet in elevation, you're going to get cooler nights and basically cooler days. Yes, it still gets warm during the day. It's the middle of July, but it's a great place to kind of just get away from it all, visit historic Pinos Altos, and that is at 7,000 feet just north of downtown historic Silver City. Check it out, the website Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Everything you need to know is at southwestnewmexico.org, and every day we try to do a shout out to the many great places to stay in the area, including Wilderness Lodge and Cottage of Whispering Canyon. Let's get on the live line now. Dr. Satish Hiremath is the mayor of Oro Valley. He's also a very popular he's a dentist in Oro Valley with a thriving practice, very busy man, but he did take some time out in between patients to talk with us. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing really well, Bill. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. So we have not talked to you since a budget was passed in Oro Valley. Can you tell us a little bit about this spending program that will and is now in effect in the new fiscal year?
Yeah, you bet. You know, in short, everything remains intact. And it was roughly about a $119 million budget. There's going to be a little bit of a surplus at the end of about $52,000, in addition to that $119 million. So Oro Valley, you know, once again is on very sound financial footing, with a lot of excitement in town, especially with the University of Arizona Veterinary Campus that's coming on board. I think that's slated for the fall of 2017. And unbeknownst to a lot of people, that will be the first veterinary campus in the entire state of Arizona, which
really?
Seems pretty incredible.
Really?
Yes.
I had kind of heard about this, but so where is this going to be?
It's going to be over off of Hanley Boulevard. The old Secure Plane building, which now the University of Arizona occupies, it's the Bio 5 Science building.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to move into that campus and expand that footprint.
Well, they could have picked anywhere, and they chose Oro Valley. That's a win for your community, isn't it?
That is a win for the community, and it goes well beyond veterinary medicine, to be honest with you. You know, this campus really, you know, one of the largest complaints about the state of Arizona in general has always been the lack of workforce talent.
Mm-hmm.
And their concept is very unique. It's not just about veterinary medicine. Depending on what study you read, 75 to 80% of the diseases that man acquires originates either plant-based or animal-based. So what the University of Arizona is doing is a concept called One Health, which takes the fight to the source. Normally how medicine works is man acquires a disease and then medicine steps in.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're trying to do is to interrupt the transmission. So when you start talking about plant-based and animal-based, it's all at the cellular level, which is microscopic and tissue diagnostics. And that's exactly what the town of Oro Valley is trying to create, is a bioscience diagnostic hub. So individuals who graduate that from the University of Arizona Vets program, they can go to Ventana Roche. They can go to Santa Fe. They can go to Secure Plane. So they can go to Pima County to accelerate. And so all of a sudden, after the first graduating class, you're looking at anywhere between 100 to 200 students that are now going to be qualified on a yearly basis specifically for diagnostics.
Well, you're very interested in healthcare. I mean, after all, it's your profession. Was there someone that was a mentor to you that you looked to? I mean, why did you get into the dental field?
Well, that's a very good question, and at the risk of incriminating myself, I didn't want to work as hard as my father did, who was a retired surgeon.
Oh.
You know, he had calls all hours of the night, gunshot wounds, stab wounds, so he was a more of a trauma surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be in the medical field because of him, but I wanted more of an 8-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm.
And our neighbor across the street, a couple of houses down, happened to be my dentist. And he had such gentle hands and a great reputation in the community. And after speaking with him my senior year in high school, I decided to not do the medicine track like my father did, but I ended up going into dentistry.
Do some of your patients want to talk politics? But usually it's a one-way conversation, isn't it?
You know, I happen to be very fortunate. This October, we celebrate 24 years right here in the town of Oro Valley. When I moved here in 1990, it was about 5,000 people. Now it's 43,000 people. So not a whole lot of politics are talked, because they understand that, you know, not only me, but my dental practice grew up with the community. So they understand that, you know, whatever I try to do is for the betterment of the community. So fortunately for me, I'm very blessed that way.
People, I know that the workers up there, are they getting a pay raise as part of this budget?
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, we did a market salary survey study, and we found out that our town employees were underpaid. So to make a long story short, we reinstituted a merit program for non-police, and we reinstituted the STEP program. And so through the merit program and the STEP program, there are increases now. And, yes, it is programmed into the budget. And, you know, Bill, I mean, our town employees are incredible. I would stack them against anybody in the nation, because they work exceptionally hard to create really what you see when you drive through the town of Oro Valley. It's not the mayor, it's not the council, you know, we're elected to set policy. It's really the day-to-day people who go out and really make a tangible difference to not only the residents but non-residents alike when they view the town of Oro Valley.
I think people admire Oro Valley because they don't see a lot of litter on the streets, and it's a welcoming community. One thing people are worried about, Mayor, is this texting while driving. Are you concerned about that?
You know, obviously, any distracted driving, you bet I'm concerned about that, and especially with kids nowadays and electronics, now more recently with the Pokemon craze. I don't know if you've been keeping up with that, but 7 days ago, there's an app that you can purchase, and you have kids walking all over the place and driving all over the place trying to find these Pokemon things. So it is a big concern. And obviously with that, you know, we want to be responsible. You know, if you save one life, it's worth it. But on the flip side of the coin, you know, we live in a society now where individual rights seem to supersede the rights of the greater good. So anytime you try to implement a change like that, the rhetoric that comes out is almost instantaneous, which is, you know, you're infringing on my rights. And so what we're doing now is going out to the community to see what the temperature is, to see if they would support something like that or not support something like that. But whatever we decide as mayor and council is going to be driven from the residents of the town of Oro Valley. So we're out in the community right now doing some surveys and talks and studies and things like that. We'll gather that information and then probably in the fall bring it back to council to get a report on that, to see you know, what the residents of the town of Oro Valley, which direction that they want us to move in.
What about golf courses and the aquatic center? Will that be subsidized by the town?
Well, you know, everything the town does is subsidized in one way or another. You know, the great thing, you know, there's been much ado made about the golf course, and quite frankly, it's a red herring. You know, we had a revenue source of $2.1 million, and because we front-loaded it, the expense side came in at $2.4 million, under very tumultuous, trying times this year with all the negativity that was you know, really thrown or heaped onto the golf portion of it. But, you know, because we front-loaded it, you know, we're going to come out with a net positive balance this year of $300,000. But next year, even without the front-load, we have a revenue source of $2.1 million and a projected expense of $1.9 million, leaving a balance of $200,000. So, you know, this nonsense, this intentional misrepresentation that the town of Oro Valley is going to go bankrupt because we own golf courses, it's just not true. And that's why I started the conversation saying, you know, we're in a very strong position because it has a dedicated funding source for the entirety of the community center, which is all 324 acres, the tennis, the swimming, the golf, the restaurant, et cetera. And it doesn't touch our general fund. And so, we feel that through good intentional marketing with that project, like the Aquatic Center, which is going to host 700 competitors in an Olympic-style competition. Mm. Matter of fact, I'm going to present the awards on Friday.
Really?
That's what we're trying to do, is to attract non-residents to patronize our town, spend money, lessen the tax burden for our residents, and then they go home. Mm-hmm. And then we have monies left over, which help pay for public safety, the infrastructure, parks and recreation, you know, water delivery, et cetera, et cetera.
Did you lose your town manager?
Well, it was a opportunity for him for growth. So he pretty much did what he was going to do in the last 5 years, and he made remarkable changes, not only physically, but also just philosophically for town employees and really, you know, me as a mayor and the council members as well. So an opportunity came up that he wanted to get back to Colorado, and it's a bigger market for him. It's another stepping stone for him in his career. And, I supported his departure 100%, not because I thought he did a good job here, but because there's really nothing left for him to do here. And, you know, that's the thing I think people need to understand. Oro Valley, we really don't have any issues. We have great public safety, great roads, great arts and culture, great emerging restaurants. We got biotech coming on board. We have a balanced budget with a surplus over the last 4 or 5 years. You know, the only problems that we have are really self-inflicted.
All right. Mayor, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
Mayor Hiermath in Oro Valley, for Tucson at 4, Mike Shaw, Ray Allen. They put that whole thing together each day, 4 to 5, that program. Then local talk, 6 in the morning to 8. Wake Up Tucson Daily, double 8 to 9. Buckmaster at 12:04 tomorrow. So join us then. Until then, Ray Allen wishes you the best, as do I. Have a great afternoon and evening.